I'm Dr. Jeff Meldrum, and you're listening to Squatch Talks podcast. Thank you for squatching.
You're listening to Squatch Talks podcast. Real stories and real encounters told by real researchers. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
And I'm going to get Jake to give us a little idea of what we're looking for here.
Yeah, so prior to the 1970s, before the Pine Barrens Preservation Act in 1979, the swamp monster was a piece of machinery that would go into these cedar swamps, and they would farm cedar because cedar was used for basically everything back in the day, for building supplies, burning, shingles, you name it. Like
telephone poles.
Telephone poles, like it was in everything.
Shipbuilding.
So there's a huge, huge demand for it, and these large pieces of machinery would go out into the swamps, and they would basically farm. And when we get here, you'll see like there'll be stumps from
trees that were
felled or taken. And this particular one ended up getting stuck, and they weren't able to get it out of there. So to this day,
it remains
in the swamp and waits for anybody to come across there to find it. And they would, like I said, they would go back and they would farm as much cedar as possible, bring it back, get it out into the get it out into some trucks and
haul it away. Wow. That's pretty cool. And now it remains trapped in the Pine Barrens. And we're going to go find it and release it. Stay tuned.
Some old ruts from cars driving through it and everything. We're almost there. The trail was literally right there to get to the swamp monster. So we're going to try to get around it. I think we're going to get through it.
Yeah. Easy for him to say. I was going to ask if I needed to bring my wading boots. They're right there.
I want your boots to get all wet, though.
No, they're Gore-Tex. I'm watching where you're going. Jeez. Right, I'm taking. Okay. Nothing keeps us from achieving our desired destination. Yeah, that last pedal got me. Should have been filming. But alright. Now it's getting ridiculous. Yeah. Let's go find the swamp monster, he said. It'll be fun, he said. Now, I guess, you know what? I should have guessed by the name, Swamp Monster, there'd be some swamp in the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Literally probably 50 yards away.
That's what he said 50 yards ago.
I said it was getting close, 50 yards.
I'm filming this. You're going to be famous.
The domain of the swamp monster here.
Let's see.
Gonna have to deal with what.
Oh, I've already resigned to that fact.
I'm surprised with all the swamps how much the trees got burned.
Yeah, right. I'm surprised by that too. It has been burned for a while.
This is crazy. Hey, don't follow us, Bruce. This guy's lost.
Probably better off doing this way. Oh my God. Crazy.
I don't know what's worse. Rubbing up against all these burnt trees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's amazing
or walking through the water.
Now it's a swamp and now these trees are falling.
Ah, shit. No. I am not coming here at night. Yeah. I think I've gone 50 yards, bro. Holy shit. Yeah. Almost there. Almost there.
That echo back here. Someone came back here recently and put a bunch of sticks there.
That's nice of them.
I wish they did that 50 yards ago.
Well, it took them a while to think of it, apparently. Oh my God, it came up on us. It's in the swamp, literally. I'm glad I was filming this. Oh, lost my hat. The fucking swamp monster.
Swamp monster.
Hey. Fucking hey. Sorry. This video is not made for children. Found the fucking thing. Look at the treadmills. Ah.
We have made it to the swamp monster. But God damn it, we made it.
Gosh darn it. All right. I'm going to climb up in into the... looks like the control booth.
I think there's like a video cache on somewhere. I'm trying to find it because we got the
move. Yeah, man, it's right here. I got the pedals right here.
It is in the middle of the swamp.
Holy shit. Dry off my gloves. My water down. This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Woo! Look at that. Look at this. What do you think, folks? Oh yeah, I told you we'd make it. I'm soaking wet.
I just stopped, but I was like, no, we gotta keep going.
That's the trail we came in on, I think.
No,
all right, let me just. The viewers don't know that, Jake. There's the trail we came in. Huh? Well, we made it.
We made it. We are soaked, but we made it. And
so,
we don't give up around here. We keep going. We push right through. And
I wonder how many times. This thing has come across a Bigfoot and it's like looked at it and said, what the F is that thing?
Probably a lot.
Right? I bet they come through here. Look at this trail.
100%. This is probably the most remote part of Wharton we're in right now.
My camera's wet. I'm shaking. But gonna take a moment to take a little breather here and we'll come back. I think I heard something from my six.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm not sure if it was that or...
I took a picture.
No, I know that. But it was after you took the picture, I heard a boom. But it could have been this thing making noise. I don't know.
I didn't hear it.
We're here at the Swamp Monster, and Jake did a couple of wood knocks on a cedar tree, and we may have just heard a response. I thought I heard a light one earlier, and I just did two whoops, so let's listen. Hey.
There's no one over there.
There's nobody in that direction. We just came from that direction.
Yep.
There ain't nobody else stupid enough to walk.
Nobody's walking back.
Ain't nobody walking through that trail. You don't believe me. Look at this, huh? This is amazing. Like my gloves are on the controls over there, drying off from falling into the water.
Just drive this thing out of here.
How do you start the damn thing?
That's amazing. Now it looks like the What'd you hear?
Two knocks in that direction. 2 o'clock. Hear that? Just bang, bang, bang.
Awesome. Well, we just may have to come back here at night.
During the summer, when it's dry.
Because I was in the scuba and we hear.
Else happens, we'll let you know.
Gosh dang, we got there. Have a nice solid 3 mile hike ahead of us. but we're gonna.
Solid, huh?
We're gonna make it.
Swamp monster, and I'll tell you what, it was hard getting back there. I'm feeling it now. About 4 miles we've gone. Sun's getting low in the sky. Now Jake is telling Bruce some stories on the way out.
At the history and the legends and the lore that we have around here, they'd see like a lot of people have some crazy experiences here. There's a whole website and magazine dedicated to it. Yeah, in New Jersey.
My friend Mark.
Yeah, he's made some great stuff. I like going out and like trying to make weird New Jersey clothes, because like every single weird thing in New Jersey is getting seen.
Here we are. We have finally come to the end of our journey. I don't remember this tree being in front of the trail.
No, it was here.
It was here?
Yeah.
You sure?
Uh-huh.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Hell.
Yeah.
If you say so.
I remember this, but
I don't remember either.
I remember this. That one?
This one I remember. That one I don't remember. Yeah, well, hey, this should have been an indicator when we came in that we were going to have to go through a swamp to get to the swamp monster. I went on that bridge last time. This time we'll take the other option. We're about 7 miles, 7 miles in and out. So much for 4 miles. But next time, I'm wearing mud boots. But yeah, here we are. We've reached the end of our destination. Now one more river to cross. Jesus Demands Disco Dancing. How about that? The bridge is out. This is pretty cool though, I gotta say. Very cool. All right. Not bad for an old man. Watching.
Thanks for checking out this episode of Squatch Talks Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, and give us a like, and stay tuned for more exciting stories on Squatch Talks.